My Life Today, May 4, God Made Man Upright, Keeping Physically Fit. God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. The health reform is an important part of the third angel's message, and as a people professing this reform, we should not retrograde, but make continual advancements. It is a great thing to ensure health by placing ourselves in right relations to the laws of life. Among the first things to be aimed at should be a correct position, both in sitting and in standing. God made man upright, and he desires him to possess not only the physical but the mental and moral benefits, the grace and dignity and self-possession, the courage and self-reliance, which an erect bearing so greatly tends to promote. The lungs should be allowed the greatest freedom possible. Their capacity is developed by free action. It diminishes if they are cramped and compressed. Hence the ill effects of the practice so common, especially in sedentary pursuits of stooping at one's work. In this position, it is impossible to breathe deeply. Superficial breathing soon becomes a habit, and the lungs lose their power to expand. Thus, an insufficient supply of oxygen is received. The blood moves sluggishly. Next in importance to right position are respiration and vocal culture. The one who sits and stands erect is more likely than others to breathe properly. To ensure correct delivery in reading and speaking, see that the abdominal muscles have full play in breathing and that the respiratory organs are unrestricted. Let the strain come on the muscles of the abdomen rather than on those of the throat. Great weariness and serious disease of the throat and lungs may thus be prevented. In order to enjoy good health, we must ask the Lord to bless us, and then do what we can to place ourselves under conditions the most favorable to health.